This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How's everybody doing?
Doing okay.
You had a late night. Late night for you.
Late night. Saw Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
Man. How was it?
I fell in love with every single one of them.
I knew that was going to happen. She's going to come back here and be like, they're just all my type of boy.
Well, they are. In fairness, they were all my type of boy. This was at Music Circus. Could not recommend it more. What a fun, super fun show.
Yeah. I had friends of mine who were there last night, too, and they said it was a really good show.
God, and the music is so good. The guy that plays Frankie Valli, oh, my God. How is a person that talented?
I don't know. You know, what's funny about Frankie Valli to me was that singing that high, I always thought it was like, that's funny. But he was like a sex symbol.
I know.
Crazy. But tickets still available, though. Music Circus, go check it out. They've had a great run. Great shows.
And the shows that are coming up in the fall with the Broadway series.
Hamilton in a round. I can't imagine
is
what
it?
That. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, Music Circus is.
Well, Music Circus and Broadway Sacramento are sometimes they're held in different places.
Some of them
are held at Safe Credit Union.
Oh.
There's Music Circus and there's Broadway Sacramento.
I didn't know that either. I thought it was all going to be at the Circle.
I thought so too.
Well, let's look it up.
Oh, well.
Before we start, just.
Listen. I don't care. I don't care if I have to close my eyes to watch it. Hamilton's worth going to. So that's just going to be incredible. It's got to be on stage. It can't be.
Safe Credit.
Yeah. It's got to be. But anyway, though, yeah, Kevin and I were down there for, what did we see together? Waitress. And that was fun. Kevin cried.
Cried, I laughed, I was shocked.
He went through all the emotions.
Yeah, at one point.
He got hungry.
Turned to Gavin and just goes, tea.
Yeah. And I brought my kids to go see SpongeBob the Musical, which is way better than I thought it was going
to be. Oh,
really?
It's a really good show.
I thought it was going to be like basically a kids show. Like you go like Paw Patrol on tour or something. I thought it's like a legit musical and it's like very heartwarming and great story and the music's great and you leave singing the songs. So anyway, though, yeah, they have a great lineup. So what time did you get home? Late?
Oh, late. Yeah, I'm struggling today for sure. Like I wish coffee had more of an effect on me because that alarm went off this morning and I was like, oh man.
I stayed up last night to watch the Obamas speak at the convention and I did it with my son, like my oldest son. He wanted to stay up and watch it.
Did he want to watch it or did he just want to stay up?
Well, at first he was just on his Switch. He was in the room.
Yeah.
But then you could take politics completely out of it. There is just something electric about their voices.
Yeah.
And their cadence. And it made a 12-year-old boy look up from a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And he watched both their speeches, and he had no idea who Michelle Obama was, but he knows who Barack Obama is. And man, it was cool. It was like showing somebody Star Wars for the first time, like just watching his reaction to that. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I explained it to him, and I was like, this. You're lucky that like we get to see this. Like whether you agree or disagree, like there's. Generationally, only like a couple people that come along in this country in politics, and they're one of them.
And they're when they speak, you just can't not listen.
Right. Like Ronald Reagan was like that.
Yeah.
JFK was like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it for like our parents, like going all the way back to our parents' generation. It's been like three, and it's been those three. And,
yeah, maybe.
And, you know, Reagan's dead and Kennedy's dead. So it's like, you're lucky that you get to see this.
there's something about staying up late at your house and staying up late when you're out.
Yeah.
That like
Different.
So different.
Yeah, I was in my little sweat shorts.
Yeah.
You know, just having a little cocktail on the couch.
I was.
Legs curled up. And then halfway through, it's like, I'm going to ice my back. Laid on the floor. Way different than sitting in a theater seat and then go, oh, I got to drive 30
minutes
home.
Now I got to drive all the way home. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.